Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Center, both in Commerce and in Quinlan, Kim Sines. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you got through the holidays, huh?
We all made it.
And you said you had your busiest week in Commerce, not during the holidays, but right after the holidays.
Yes, last week we saw 47 patients on one day, so that's a record for us. We're generally in the 30, 32 numbers per day, so we had a big day last week.
47 in one day?
Yes.
Yeah, that was right after New Year's Day.
Right.
Was that, I don't remember, was the weather particularly bad? Did it have anything to do with ice on the ground? Or
no, this was before the cold snap hit, so... Just yeah. Probably some people left over from the holidays trying to get to feeling better.
And you said that you've seen a lot of strep this winter?
We have, and it tends to run through families. So, and it's interesting enough, one child will test positive and one child will test negative. So it's an odd situation with that.
When you say strep, I think strep throat.
Yes.
Which is a very painful thing, and I haven't had that in a long time, but it seems like children are more susceptible to that. I certainly was. I had that several times when I was a child. I don't remember having it as an adult. But am I right? Is that what basically how it's manifested?
Yes, we typically see it in school-age children. Some people are carriers, and some people just don't pick it up. So, it's an odd thing, but it's easily passed on, sharing drinks and close personal contact. So you want to be careful when anyone in your home has that.
But it's not something that's necessarily that children are more susceptible to necessarily than adults.
No, not necessarily. They just tend to, I don't know, if they pass it more frequently than adults due to hygiene issues and,
yeah.
You know.
And maybe they suffer a little bit more with it, or at least it's outwardly they do. But you said that you're also seeing the flu?
We have started to see some flu cases, so it's not too late to get your flu shot if you're so deemed to do that. They have those at your PCP or at pharmacies in most cities.
Mm-hmm. We haven't heard much about the flu, so I'm guessing that this so far has not been a particularly rough year for the flu.
No, and it's really getting a late start. We typically start seeing that in November, but so we're starting to see a few cases now, and so hopefully we'll have a light case of that this year.
All right, a couple of other things. I saw some items on the Hunt Regional website recently, and the Hunt Regional got a 5-star service award from the State Department of Health. This has to do with birth registrations.
That's right. So this is very important, and they are measured on their qualification criteria, which would be timeliness, training of their birth registrar, who is Ramona Webb at our facility in Greenville. They also are measured on their accuracy of birth reports. So I talked with her today, and she gave me some specifics. So it's a very... it's a very prestigious award. Only 48 hospitals in Texas have received this, so we're very proud of our HIM department. They worked very hard to get our number accuracy very high, and so we're proud they've done a very good job.
When you mention accuracy, I think of an old Dick Van Dyke episode that I saw recently where he's afraid that their child has been switched with another child and that they have the wrong child. So when we're talking about accuracy, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, there is a lot of information that they collect on a birth certificate, and it stays with you for a lifetime.
Oh.
So accuracy of the parents, accuracy to
That's
make
important.
Sure. Exactly. It is a good thing to have on there. Accuracy of the dates and times. Mm-hmm. Birth certificates have to be completed within 5 days of the birth. So they are measured on their timeliness and with getting that completed. So they do a lot of training to make sure that they're getting accurate information.
You're right. That's a pretty important piece of information, a record that is being created, isn't it? That birth certificate.
It is a legal and binding document.
And
yes, it is.
And we don't give it enough thought, probably. And then there was another item there that there's a new liver center. I'm surprised I haven't already heard more about this, but at the Hunt Regional Hospital in Greenville, a new liver disease treatment program.
Right. This is just getting started, getting up and running. It is in the medical building that is located close to the hospital in Greenville at 4501 Joe Ramsey. So it's just on the same road as the hospital. The entrance is on the east side of the building, and it's under the direction of Dr. Roxana Cruz. And so right now they're going to be open on 2 Fridays a month, the first and third Friday of the month. So the target category for this would be typically your baby boomers, your 1945 to 1965, mm-hmm. the folks who are born in that era. If you've had some high-risk behaviors, mm-hmm. we certainly want to get people tested for hepatitis C. There's a lot of research that has gone on, and there's some very effective treatments for it now.
Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Kim Zines is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.